So here's Mike Causey with sports. Good morning there, Mr. Causey. How are you today?
Not a good morning.
Why? What's the matter?
Now my phone don't even work.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to call Verizon and stand at the front door with a fungo bat.
No, it doesn't even work. Unbelievable.
Bail me out?
Unbelievable. I'll bail you out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they suck. I'm not going to start my show every morning. Good morning, folks. Verizon sucks. My humble opinion.
Do you have another phone company down there you can go with or no?
Comcast.
Okay.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Maybe I'll stop the triple play and just find another, just a phone service to use.
All right. Well, gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, $70. You think I'm going to pay that extra $70 that they're going to put on my bill? I don't think so.
I don't think so at all. All right, let's go to sports now. What do you want to talk about here?
College baseball.
All right.
Everything's set. All four teams are ready to go. All eight teams are ready to go. Some good games last night. The last one between Florida and Auburn was a real head-scratcher. They went 11, Florida wound up winning 3-2, but there was some calls that just made everybody shake their heads. The best player in college baseball this year on Florida was up with a man on second. I think it was the ninth inning, the winning run on second, and the pitcher set him up through a fastball on the outside part of the plate. He jumped in the air. The catcher jumped in the air. The fans went crazy, but the ump didn't raise his right arm. He's probably the only person in the ballpark that didn't think it was a strike. Luckily for him, Florida didn't score that inning, but they won in the bottom of the 11th when leadoff hitter hit a line drive deep to right field. The right fielder put his glove up. The ball hit his glove, bounced off his glove, over the fence, game over, see you later. What a way to lose a game. What a way to win a game.
Wow. And what was that fielder's, what was that fielder's name?
I don't know, but he'll probably be playing for the Mets.
Probably.
The Mets will probably have him high on the list to draft next year.
Now, I have a sad story to tell you about. I don't know if you heard it or not. We all know like Kellen Winslow, right? He did a great tight end for the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
His son?
And his son played football, and he was a problem everywhere he went.
Yeah, he's just been charged with burglary. You know,
his son?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you feel sorry for you know,
no, I don't. Feel sorry for athletes that had it made and flushed their life down
no,
the toilet.
I'm not saying feel sorry.
I don't feel sorry for people that stick needles in their arm and die. I don't feel sorry for people that put ropes around their neck and hang themselves.
Let me put it this way: I didn't say feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for the old man, the legacy of the old man who had just a superior, he had a superior reputation. You know, the old man. So anyways.
Well, he's an adult now. He's not a kid. Yeah, it's a hardship for the parent, as any parent would be. But Kellen Winslow Jr. is not a kid anymore. What's he probably, 35, 40 years old?
35, I think. Yeah, probably.
There you go. He's an adult. He made his decision. He made a bad one. Go to jail. See you later.
All right.
No sympathy.
All right.
Zero.
All right. Now where else do you want to go in sports?
That was about it for last night. What do you think I'm doing next Wednesday?
What?
What do you think I'm doing next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
You're never, ever going to guess. Like me saying that, you should be able to guess.
Next Wednesday. You're going to register as a Democrat.
Did hell freeze over?
you said I'd never, ever guess it. So.
I'm playing golf.
No.
Yeah, a good longtime friend of mine, my best man at my wedding, called me up. He's got a free foursome paid for through Baskin Robbins Dunkin' Donuts, where he's a big shot. Everything's paid for. I'm like, we got booze? He says, we got booze. I said, I'm going.
Where? Which course, do you know?
Somewhere down off exit 4 in New Jersey.
Well, that doesn't matter. Do you have clubs?
Do I have clubs? Yeah, I got clubs. I used them 12 years ago. Put it this way, my clubs work better than my phone service.
So you golfed when you were on Wall Street, didn't you?
No.
No?
No, I golfed after that. I didn't. I played golf for a while, and when it started taking 5 hours to play, I sat back and said, how many other things can I be doing right now that would make me much more happy than playing golf? And I haven't played in 12 years.
Well, have fun out there when you go.
Oh, I will. The Tito's will be flowing.
That's right.
I don't have to drive, so cigar, Tito's, I'll probably quit after 12 holes and everything will be good.
I'll just have fun. I have somebody take pictures so I can see pictures.
Okay. I will.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, good
golf
luck.
Next Wednesday.
Golf next Wednesday. All
there
right.
You go. Oh, and you know what my summer job is?
What?
Working on a golf course.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Maybe one of these days. We'll get
with
to watch
the landscaping crew.
Maybe we'll get him to watch golf on TV.
No, never. I mean, if I'm at the golf course and I know I have to work one weekend where there's a tournament, I'm going to bring my iPad and I'm going to watch videos of Kate Upton walking on the beach.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Mike Cozzi with Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.